Ah, yes, the night. But be a little more attentive, for pity's sake, otherwise we'll never get anywhere. Look. Will you look at the sky, pig?
Huh?
Good, that's enough. What is there so extraordinary about it? Qua sky. It is pale and luminous, like any sky at this hour of the day, in these latitudes, when the weather is fine. An hour ago, roughly, after having poured forth ever since, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, tirelessly torrents of red and white light, it begins to lose its effulgence, to grow pale, pale, ever a little paler, until, poof, finished, it comes to rest. But behind this veil of gentleness and peace, night is charging and will burst upon us. Pop! Like that. Just when we least expect it. That's how it is on this bitch of an earth.
So long as one knows.
One can bide one's time.
One knows what to expect.
No further need to worry.
Simply wait.
We're used to it.
How did you find me? Good? Fair? Middling? Poor? Positively bad?
Oh, very good. Very, very good.
And you, sir?
Oh, Trey Bong. Trey Bong.
Bless you, gentlemen. Bless you. I have such need of encouragement. I weakened a little towards the end. You didn't notice.
Oh, perhaps just a teeny-weeny little bit.
I thought it was intentional.
You see, my memory is defective.
In the meantime, nothing happens.
You'll find it tedious.
Somewhat.
And you, sir?
I've been better entertained.
Gentlemen, you have been civil to me.
Not at all.
What an idea.
Yes, yes, you have been correct. So that I ask myself, is there anything I can do in my turn for these honest fellows who are having such a dull, dull time?
Even 10 francs would be welcome.
We are not beggars.
Is there anything I can do? That's what I ask myself, to cheer them up. I have given them bones. I have talked to them about this and that. I have explained the twilight, admittedly, but is it enough? That's what tortures me. Is it enough?
Even 5.
That's enough.
I couldn't accept less.
Is it enough? No doubt. But I am liberal. It's my nature this evening. So much the worse for me. For I shall suffer, no doubt, about that. What do you prefer? Shall we have him dance, or sing, or recite, or think, or... Who? You know how to think, you two?
He thinks.
Certainly. Aloud. He even used to think very prettily once. I could listen to him for hours. Now, so much the worse for me. Well, would you like him to think something for us?
I'd rather he dance. It'd be more fun.
Not necessarily.
Oh, wouldn't it, Dee Dee, be more fun?
I'd like well to hear him think.
Well, perhaps he could dance first and think afterwards, if it isn't too much to ask him.
Would that be possible?
By all means, nothing simpler. It's the natural order.
Then let him dance.
Do you hear, Hog?
He never refuses.
He refused once. Dance, misery!
Lucky puts down his burdens,
turns to Pozzo and dances. Then he stops.
Is that all?
Encore!
Lucky executes the same movements, then stops.
I do as well myself.
He imitates Lucky.
With a little practice.
He used to dance the farandole, the fling, the brawl, the jig, the fandango, and even the hornpipe. He capered for joy. Now that's the best he can do. Do you know what he calls it?
The scapegoat's agony.
The hard stool.
The net. He thinks he's entangled in a net.
There's something about it.
Lucky tries to return to his burdens.
Whoa!
Tell us about the time he refused.
With pleasure, with pleasure. Wait. What have I done with my spray? Well, now, isn't that... I can't find my pulverizer.
My left lung is very weak.
But my right lung is as sound as a bell.
No matter. What was I saying? Wait. Well, now, isn't that... Help me?
Wait.
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 All three take off their hats simultaneously, press their hands to their foreheads, concentrate.
Ah!
He has it!
Well,
why doesn't he put down his bags?
Rubbish!
Are you sure?
Damn it, haven't you already told us?
I've already told you.
He's already told us.
Anyway, he has put them down.
So he has. And what of it?
Since he has put down his bags, it is impossible we should have asked why he does not do so.
Stoutly reasoned.
And why has he put them down?
Answer us that.
In order to dance.
True.
True.
They put on their hats.
Nothing happens. Nobody comes, nobody goes. It's awful.
Tell him to think.
Give him his hat.
His hat?
He can't think without his hat.
Give him his hat.
Me? After what he did to me? Never.
I'll give it to him.
Tell him to go and fetch it.
It's better to give it to him.
I'll give it to him.
Vladimir picks up the hat and tenders it at arm's length to Lucky. Lucky does not move.
You must put it on his head.
Tell him to take it.
It's better to put it on his head.
I'll put it on his head.
He goes round behind Lucky, approaches him cautiously, puts the hat on his head, and recoils smartly. Lucky does not move.
What's he waiting for?
Stand back. Think, pig. Stop! Forward! Stop! Think!
On the other hand, with regard to...
Stop! Back! Stop! Turn! Think!